This week's Torah Way has been sponsored by the Nishmas of Ari by Moshe Batzal Reich. Friday, the 31st of August, Hof Elul, Rabbi Yossi Feingold, Messages from Bikurim.
For me to be in this Makam Torah, a place that disseminates thousands and thousands of hours of Shiurei Torah to hundreds and hundreds, Ashreichem, Ashrei Chelkechem, Yiratzon Shetishre Shechinah B'Masi Yadeich. There is a well-known catchphrase that's often employed in expressing economic inequalities, and that is that the rich get richer and the poor get poorer. And I think this is relevant to this week's parasha. The Gemara Baba Kama Daf Tzadik Beis tells us, Mina ha milsa, from where do we know, Bosa oni ozla aniyosa, that poverty follows the poor. And the Gemara tells us, we see it from the mitzvah of Bikurim, which is a segment of our parasha. Because the oni goes to his sodeh, the oshi goes to his sodeh, they select their fruits, the oni puts it in his tenet, in his basket, takes it up to Yerushalayim. The kohen accepts it. The asher, says the Gemara, puts his fruits in kiltos shel zav v'shel chesef, in beautiful ornate platters of gold and silver. He takes it up to the kohen. The kohen accepts the fruits and returns the platters back to the asher. So from here we see that poverty follows the poor. So the obvious difficulty is, seems a little bit unjust, what's the pshat? Why can't you return the basket to the poor? And various terutzim are given. On a simple level, the reason why the oni has to give in his basket is because there's enough significance and splendor in the osher's fruits, so they need to accept the fruits. But the oni, his fruits may not be as appealing. They may not be so gishmak. So laharboiz b'matanosoi, to give it an extra boost, they accept it together with the package, and it looks more of a davar chashuv. That's on a simple level. The Malbim has a pshat, it puts a positive, more of a positive spin on it. Allow me to illustrate this with a personal anecdote. In my experience as a first-time teacher, I was a mechanech in the United States. Now, it was common in my class, for students to switch out. That's the American system to do with scheduling. It was such a phenomenon, students sometimes switched out. And I had a student, a Talmida, who switched out. They go from my class to a different class, different rabbi, in the middle of the year. Normally we have a class where people stay, the students stay the whole year, and here they switched out. And she switched out 2 weeks before the end of term. Sure, life goes on. On the last day of term, before the winter break, a few students made their way up to my desk, bearing gifts, quite hush of a generous, pricey gifts, with notes thanking me for my time and effort. I went to the staff room, and I see other teachers unwrapping their gifts, reading their cards, discarding them. On the way out, I see a colleague teacher of mine, Rabbi Jablon, and I say, Rabbi Jablon, whatever happened with this Talmida who switched out? Did she go to your class? Is she on your register? And a big smile spread across his face. And it turns out that this Talmida was a daughter of the owner of the Fontainebleau Hotel. Now, if you don't know the Fontainebleau Hotel, we're talking a five-star luxury resort on the magnificent coastline of Miami Beach. And my friend told me, I've just earned myself a week vacation, all expenses paid, by the owner of the Fontainebleau Hotel, Chamal Mazel. She was in my class up until now, 2 weeks. She goes to my friend's class, 2 weeks. And in those 2 weeks, Efsha, she was three or four classes there. And he gets Chamal Mazel. Having been a mechanech now on the shores of the UK for various years, I can tell you this minig, Baba Nesein HaRabim, has not yet come to the shores of the UK. Not yet arrived. We're always a bit behind, right? But little surprises do come in the form of students writing a note. Either students or parents, they write some expression of Hakaras HaToiv. And these sometimes are words with hargasha, with expression, with passionate Hakaras HaToiv, thanking me for Torah that they've learned. And these are the cherished notes that one files away. And every now and again, we take them out to get a sense of achievement and fulfillment and a gishmak. And I couldn't help by thinking to myself that my colleague, yeah, he had a luxurious week in the Fontainebleau Hotel, but how much of Hakaras HaToiv was expressed over there? The owner owns a few hundred rooms in this hotel. It was nothing for him. He wanted his daughter to pass the year to get the GPA, right? And if it takes a room, it's nothing for him. So I don't know how much Hakaras HaToiv was really expressed, even though he had a great time. And I think this is what the Malbim is trying to say about the Oni and the Oshi. The rich person, Taka, he makes an effort, he comes to Yerushalayim, he brings his fruit, Besimcha, 100%. He does the mitzvah b'shleimus. But the keli, the vessel, the platter, the kilter, shalzav, shalnechoizem, it's not a big deal for him. His butler says, what package do you want me to put it in? The nicest one, and it's done for him. Zog the Malbim. The Oni goes down to his soda and he looks what he's got, and Nebuchadnezzar has got a shriveled fig. And he thinks to himself, that's what the Rebbeinu Shalom wants? Yes, he does. So if that's what the Rebbeinu Shalom wants, I'm going to go Taka to Yerushalayim with Simcha Gedola. But let me put it together in a package. I don't have a major package. I don't have kiltos, shel zahav, shel nechoshes. So he gathers his family together. And the Gemara uses the Lashon, b'sali netzorim shel arava klufa. They go to the reeds and they take from the arava and they weave it together and they make some sort of wicker basket, they put the fruits in. And he puts it in b'chol avas nafshoi, b'chol levavoi, b'chol ma'odei, does whatever he can to make this package as beautiful as possible. Then he comes to the Beis HaMikdash. So the Malbim, when they see that in the Beis HaMikdash, they say, that's the package that we want. That's what we're going to cherish. We want to keep it and we want to barim zich with this package. That's the note that the student writes and puts all his passion in, and that's the things that we want to find and keep away. That's a beautiful positive spin that the Malbim puts on this week's parasha. The Belzer Rebbe, Psychodovsky Ibn Aleinu, has a similar positive line, different mahalach. He says, Rashi brings this week, it's a famous medrash, after Havas Bikurim, Zabaskal comes out and says, Tishne l'shona haba. Should come the same way like you came this way, this year you should come next year. Tishne l'shona haba. The question is, it's a very nice bracha for the rich person. He's come in his affluent state and he's brought his kiltish shalzav, shalkesef, on his golden platters. So it's very nice, Tishne l'shona haba. Come back next year in the same privileged state. But for the Oni, should come back. Zot, the Belzer Rebbe. Maybe that's why they take away the basket. They take away the basket as if to say, you're not going to need it next year. Your muzzle is going to change. You'll come back with the better baskets. So that's the bracha. Your muzzle has changed. Similarly, I think there's a nice minig that some people have after they use kinnis on Tisha B'Av, put it in Geniza. They're not going to need it next year. Same sort of mahalach. There is a question on this work, and that is if we look in the Gemara, that's not what the Gemara says. Bosa oni ozla niyusa, poverty follows the home. Look, the Belzer Rebbe Azoi. Let's look at each word. Bosa oni ozla niyusa literally translates to after the oni goes, ozla goes, poverty. So here it means it goes away. So the Gemara's question was, where do we see that poverty can go away from the poor? The Torah says from Bikurim, because of Tishnei Shana Haba. And then he says, he ends up with a beautiful chap. Basa means after. And the word Oni means Oni. But he says, let's look at the letters Oni. It's comprised of Ayin, Nun, and Yud. If you look at the letters in the Aleph Beis after Ayin Nun and Yud, you'll get Pei Samachof, which anagrams to Kesef. Taki should come back next year with platters of Kesef. So bracha from Tishnei Lashon Haba. The Baal HaTurim says the following insight about Bikurim. Pasuk says, V'lokach ha-kohen ha-tene, miyodecha, the kohen will take the basket. Says the Baal HaTurim, midaraisa, so we know that there's no shift for Bikurim. Midarabonon is echol mishishim, a 60th. Says, tene is gemashir, a 60. Tesnun and Aleph together make 60. From here, there is a remez to echol mishishim. Then he says, Lekach ne'elam samach. Therefore, the samach is dismissed from the whole parsha. So I would like to shed some light on this. Because I already know this information from Teneh. The Gemara of Teneh is 60, so now I know it's a remez for Bikurim. What do I need? The missing samach. And for me to go through the whole Bikurim to figure out that there's no samach and to say that that's the remez, I know it from Teneh. I'd like to shed some light today, Be'ezus Hashem, of that point. Another point which needs expounding on is the lashon that Chazal use for the procedure of Bikurim. Rashi brings what needs to be done, and this is really a mission in Bikurim. Rashi says the following, Odom yored l'seich sadeyu, a person goes down into his field, v'roya te'eno shebichra, and he sees a fig that has ripened. Koyroch aleo gemi, he ties a reed over it, and he says these are Bikurim. And this is quite a long-winded way to write something. First of all, Adam. I mean, normally the Mishnah's lashon is Harei sheyarad l'seich sadeyu, u'mi sheyarad l'seich sadeyu. Or you could just, first of all, second of all, te'eno. Why te'eno? Out of the Shevus Aminim. If you make it much shorter. Haroye peiro shebichro. It's kind of the long-winded way. It's written in a story fashion. Somebody goes down and he sees. And then he ties, and then he says. It's not normally the Mishnaic language. So I'd like to expound on that as well. And Be'ikah, what I'd like to get to today is talking about, I guess, the elephant in the room, the big day that's coming up, and that's Yom HaDin. We're now standing in Yemei Achana for Yom HaDin, Slichus, tomorrow night. I'd like to ask two really basic questions on Rosh Hashanah. Still on a very simple level. Question one regarding Rosh Hashanah is, open up any machzor on Rosh Hashanah, you're going to get the word melech. Whether it's ha-melech that the chazan shouts out loud, whether it's melech ha-kodesh, whether it's in the piyotim, melech memale mira, melech zochera chos keren, the adi adim loich melech elyon, we know that there's a major theme of malchius on Rosh Hashanah. The Gemara in Rosh Hashanah in a few places tells us the following. Oma ha-kodesh baruch hu. Bein Shalom says, Imru lufanei malchiyas. And Rosh Hashanah, say malchiyas before me, kidei shetam lichuni aleichem. So that I'm a king over you. Basically, coronate me on Rosh Hashanah. We know this. The basic question is, didn't we coronate him last week? The year before? We're going to coronate him next year. What's the purpose in coronating the Bein Shalom every single year? Is there a year contract here? As far as I know, the Queen was coronated in 1953, and never again afterwards. Might be celebrations for it, to commemorate it, but to re-coronate? The Baal Shem is v'chayiv, imru l'fala malchiyas, every single year, kidei shetam yichun yalich. That's question number one. Basic question number two. We carry on, the Gemara says, Omer Rebavo, lama toikim v'shofar shal ayil, why do we blow shofar Rosh Hashanah? Answers the Gemara, so we remember Akedas Yitzchak ben Avram. To do our research in Akedas Yitzchak ben Avram, I found that it's only a prat katan, the actual Akedah, which means tying Yitzchak down, tying his legs and his feet. Binding Yitzchak is a small prat in the beautiful, intense story of Avram accepting the unconditional will. Avram unconditionally accepts the will of the Rabbi Shalom. Yitzchak has unwavering love for the Rabbi Shalom. So it's one of the Nisyonos. But surely there were so many things that happened during this intense story. There was, Avram had to accept it. He had to chop the wood. He had to bring the wood up. He had to find a knife. He had to sharpen a knife. had to do the act of bringing the knife. It's almost the act of shechita. And from all these pu'ulas, what pu'ula do we take as the unique one? It's Akedas Yitzchak. And Keseda, we say, we mention Akeda al davening. Veso Akedas Akad Yitzchak benoi al gabem mizbeach. And if we do the shofar right, and we know how much effort we put into to listening to the shofar, then says the Torah, says the Rebbeinu Shlom, Ma'aleni aleichem kilu akadetem atzmechem. You did an Akeda. But what's so unique about the Akeda and the whole beautiful story of the Nisayon? So to recap, we want to clarify 2 points of Bukurim. What's the meaning of the missing Samach? What's the Lashon Adam Yer L'Sech Sodeu? And we had 2 queries on Rosh Hashanah. Surely we mumlich Hashem last year. And why is Akedah such an integral part? To get a Mahalach in all of this, I'll introduce a piece of Musa that's been said by the G'dolei Musa, Befrat, Rabbi Yerucham of Meir, Rav Dessler says it, Shem the Gong. He says there is a concept in Musa called Tachlis HaBechira, Hibitl HaBechira. Tachlis HaBechira, the purpose of Bechira, Hibitl HaBechira, is annulling Bechira totally. Let me explain. Rabbi Yerucham puts it like this. A person can be comprised of being a Boicha, and he says the other one is being a Mukhra. A Boicha means you have options in front of you. Mukhach means there may be options in front of you, but you're so clear that there's only one way to go, you're a mukhach. Okay? A quick example. If you get into a sports car and there's an empty motorway in front of you, you have options of keeping to the speed limit or going faster than the speed limit. That's your options. So you're a boicha. You can if you want, you don't. A mukhach means if the police officer sitting in the car next to you, you're so clear about the ramifications, so you know you're only going to do one of the options. You're going to keep to the speed limit. That's how Rabbi Yerucham puts it. The avoda of a person, in order to reach the highest levels in Yiddishkeit, the ideal epitome of avodas Hashem, to reach ultimate goal in Yiddishkeit, is to take areas where we are boicher, and to transition them into bittul habechira. That means to be a mukhrach. If you mavatl your bechira, then you become a mukhrach. That is the ikar avoda in avodas Hashem. He says as follows. The Ramban explains what happened before the chet. Before the chet of Eitz Hadas. Adam HaRishon, says the Ramban, v'hayofa be'enai. It appears clear to me, says the Ramban, that Adam HaRishon was like the Nevron, the Malachim, the Tolus HaShemayim on day one, where they were, Pe'alei Emes, Shepu'ulosam Emes, V'lo Yishanu Estafkidam. They were always going to do the right thing. Ha'ilon Azeh, but eating from this ilon, Ha'yamolit HaRotzon, V'achefet, Sheyivcheru Tovara. What did the eating from the Eitz Hadas do? It gave them Bechira. So beforehand, they were in the Matzav of Mukhrach. They didn't have any Bechira. They ate from the Eitz Hadas, they became Boichrim. The Ramban continued. Next week's parasha, we have a pasuk, Ummal Hashem, Alekecha Es. Incidentally, that's where El comes from. Es Levavchav, Es Levav Zarecho. Says the Ramban, in the times of Mashiach, you know what's going to happen? What's Bechira going to be like? Lo Yis'ava Lohem Alev, Lema She'enei Ro, Lo Yachbutz Boiklal. Again, we won't have the problem of Bechira again. We'll get into the stage, get to the stage of Adam HaRishon before the Chet. We will not be Boichra, we will be in the stage of Bitla Bechira, we'll in the stage of Mukhrach. So the ultimate guide to Avodas Hashem is not to stay in the Matzav of Bechira, to elevate oneself from being a Boichra to a Mukhrach. Obviously, we don't have Bechira in certain areas. There's no urge to do Avodah Zarah, to purposely murder someone. But daily situations such as to daven with a minion all the time, to get angry or not, to answer back or not, these things need work, says Rabbi Yerucham. And the tachlis is to get to Bitl HaBechira. What it means in essence to me, Mamluch the Rabbeinu Shlalem, I think, It means to allow the Rabbeinu Shalom into your personal space, into a personal psyche. Because every person is made up of free choice. And you say that I want the Rabbeinu Shalom to be mamlech over me, and I'm a vatal my returners. Once the Rabbeinu Shalom is in my space, I don't have any cheshbonus. I don't have any other options. The coronating a king means desiring to be subjugated. I want to be totally controlled, totally dominated and governed by a melech. The Queen's Guard outside Buckingham Palace do exactly what they're supposed to do. They don't have cheshkes and ratzonos. On a 90 degree hot day, they don't say, I can't wear my bearskin, I'm going to take it off. They do exactly what the melech wants of them. The Siddur HaGro brings down that there is a difference between a tzaddik and a yashar. A tzaddik taka is someone who has bechira, who's a boicher. He has siyata d'shmaya, he's boicher batoiv most of the time. But he says that a yashar is someone who's on the straight path. There's no wavering. There's no going one way or the other way. He's not a boicher. He's elevated himself out of boicher into bitla bechira. V'chein tzaddikim yirav yismichu taka, they're going to have the zchus of yismichu. But the Yesharim is on a greater madriga, the Yesharim Ya'aloizu. The Reb Shimon Schwab in a sefer, he wrote a sefer of Bir HaTfilah. So he writes on the pasuk, V'davet libeinu b'mitzvotecha. Now, sometimes we write about the lev, that there's two levavim. There's two, shnei yitzharim, b'chol levavcha, Rashi writes, there's shnei yitzharim. So how come you write, V'davet libeinu? So he answers that that's our tefillah to the Rabbeinu Shalom. That we ask him that we want everything to be one leif. We shouldn't be in the matzav of a boicher. We want it to be one, all one for the Rabbeinu Shalom. And I thought on this, that's why we say, v'yachid levavenu. Take our two hearts and make it into one. V'yachid levavenu. We shouldn't be in the matzav of tzaddik. We should be yasha. Should be no wavering thoughts. Says Rabbi Ruchim, at the end of a maimon, he writes, Rosh Hashanah Yom Hadin. Rosh Hashanah Yom Hadin, Tzorech Liyos B'Shvil Adam, HaMachriach Hachi Gadol. Hu Inyan Imru Lefonai Malchias Shetamlichuni Aleichem. Lehachnis Atzmoy B'tachlis HaHechrech Hu Soid Ol Malchus Shemayim. On Rosh Hashanah, one needs to put himself into thinking about Tachlis HaBechira, which is Bitl HaBechira. That's the avodah on Rosh Hashanah. We need to do some sort of pa'ulah, some sort of action to be revatal the Bechira. Let me explain the Akedah. With these words, we can understand the meaning of the Akedah. When Yitzchak became aware of his Nisayon, he was always in the status of a Baruchah. Should I do it? Should I not? Should I go up with my father? Should I not? He was grappling with the idea of yes or no. It's a big thing, undertaking. But when was that time when there was the moment of no going back? The moment of no going back was the actual Akedah. When he was bound down, that is when he transitioned from a boicher to now I can't do anything about anyone. I'm tied down, my hands and feet are tied down. And now that was the moment of Bitl HaBechira. That's the greatest moment of Kiddush Shem Shemayim. And that's what we're going to be remembered forever. It's Akedah Sha'okat. Ramban explains, there's a pasuk in Kohelis. Pasuk says, Matzasi, Shlomo HaMelech says, I found, Asher Osa Elohim Es Adam Yasha. Ramban Shlomo made a person Yasha, like we said before, Yashar, Yasha, without Bechira. V'heima Bikshu Cheshbonus Rabin. Says the Ramban, this is talking about Adam HaRishon before the Chet. That Osa Elohim Es Adam Yasha. He made him straight. But after the Chet, it was Heima Bikshu Cheshbonus Rabin. They have all sorts of their own Cheshbonus, Deus, Cheshkes. Explains this Fasemes. That's really the side of Tkia Shofar. Tkia Shofar, you have a Tkia, Shem Teruah, Tkia. The Tkia symbolizes the Osa Eselohim as a Adam Yasha. The Tkia is blown in a Yasha fashion, unwavering, unbroken. The Teruah that afterwards has bends, krachzen, representing the choices. But ultimately what we're supposed to get back to is the Tzkiya G'dayla, which is the Asa Elokim Esa Adam Asha, Yasha. Let's go back to Bikurim. One of the main shittas in Chazal about what the fruit of Bikurim was, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Ayin, Rechemya says that it was a Te'ina. B'dav Hashem is kalgelu boi niskenu. So Rechemya holds that it, the Eitz Hadas was the Te'ina. In other words, the Bikurim said, the Melech says this, and the Mor of Shomesh says that the mitzvah of Bikurim comes to be mesakim the chet of Adam HaRishon. And that's exactly why we use the lashon Adam yoyret l'soich sadeu. Adam, as if Adam HaRishon went down l'soich sadeu 5,000 years ago to his field. Beroya te'ena. His problem was te'ena. And that's where he made his yerida. Because then he ate from the Eitz Hadas, and then the Bechira came in. But now when we have Bikurim, we can be mistuck in this. So an Adam, representing Adam Rishon, goes into his field today, and he sees, Dafka the Te'ena, but it's any of the Shev Samini. He has now Rotten, he has a Bechir, still is a Boicha. Should he do the Rotten Hashem, or should he not do the Rotten Hashem? He still is a Boicha. How does he get out of the Matzivah of Bechira? He's got to do an act of Akedah. He takes the reed and he ties it down. He does a matzav of Akedah, which is now, I've reached the point of no going back. This is for the Rebbein Shalom, for Omar Harei Zebekurim. That's the tachlis of Bikurim. Let's get to understand the missing Samach. Gemara says, the Medrash brings, Omer Reb Chanina. Where's the first time that a samach is written? This is a nice klal. If you want to know the meaning of a word, if you want to know the meaning of a letter, look in the first time in the Torah where it was written. Where's the first time a samach was written? The Medrash says, Bereishis Rabbah Yud Zayin, Omer Reb Chanina Barab Idi, Mitchilas HaSeifa Va'ad Kan, Ein Ksiv Samach. But when we get to the pasuk, Vayizkor Basa Tachteha, this is talking about when Adam HaRishon had his operation, so to speak, and Hashem closed him, because he took Chava from Adam HaRishon. When Vayizkor Basa Tachteha, when he closed Adam HaRishon, that's the very first time that the Samach is written. Says the Medrash, Mitchilas HaSeifa, from the beginning of the Seifa, V'ad Kan until now, Ein Ksiv Samach, there's no Samach. Kibbutz Shenivras, since the Isha was created, Nivra Satan Ima. The Satan was born with her. So it comes out that the first Samach in the Torah represents the Satan. Now the Satan's name is Samach. Samach Mem, that's the name of the Satan. So it comes out that the first Samach represents the Satan. Let's return to Bikurim.
There was no Satan beforehand?
What?
There was no Satan beforehand?
Before?
This case,
it seems obvious, Majesty. Nivra Satan Ima. Is it clear in the Majesty?
It's interchangeable.
Where did that come?
He's saying this. The Samach and
the Sina are interchangeable. The name of Satan is Samach Mem. So it's called after Samach. This is a Majesty. I'm telling you the lotion of the Majesty. The Tchilas HaSeif Ad Kan Ein Ksiv Samach, Kivan Shen Nivra Satan Ima. So, let's return to Bikurim. The purpose of Bikurim is to be Mesak in the creation. When a person is Yerech HaTech Sadeh, he sees the fruits. You know what he does? He right away, he cuts his Bechira. He cuts off the Satan. Moshe Leib Tzachzor says as follows. Kairich Aleh Gemi, Gemi is Rosh HaTevah's G'doy L'Maseh Hashem. He's now expressing his love for Hashem, the V'yachid L'Maveinu. Is going away from Bechira. When he does that, then he gets to the matzav of cutting off, destroying the Satan, and only doing the rotzon of Echad Mishishim. Echad Mishishim is the Rebbein Shaya. And that is the avodah Rosh Hashanah, to take the message of Bikurim, and to be able to be miyached levaveinu to do the right rotzen. And the Rabbi Shalom finish off with a quick story. It's not so related, but I heard a beautiful story from Rabbi Aaron Schiff. Parshas Yisrael Kol Loshen. He said the following. There was a person in Antwerp who worked on himself. He would go kvias itim every night to his shiur. But he worked like a dog, and he came back. He came home. He was there for an hour, and he came to his shiur. He was so shattered in the shiur that after a few minutes, he fell asleep. But this continued kaseida every single day. Eventually, the Magid Shir plucked up the courage and went over to him and said, I've noticed that you work hard, you come back after work, you are only at home for a short time, and then you come to Kfiyas Itim. It's a double chashuv. But after work, it's shattering. I give a shir, fatuks, early morning. I think it might be more purposeful if you come to the early shir. The Yid thought about it and said, Shkoyach. Kacha, the next day he was at the early morning shir. And he would participate, it was very geschmack. After work, he came to the night shir again. And this happened a few days. And he went over to the person and he said, I didn't mean that you should come to both. What I meant was, is why didn't you change one shir and come to the other shir? Switch out. So he said, his answer was, I need to come to the, you're right, I get a lot more from the morning shir shkoich. But in the night shir, I need to be mechanech my kids that father comes home and spends an hour at home, and then I've got to be, I've got to be mechanech myself or mechanech my children to kviyas itim la'Torah. So I thought, what he was able to do, it's a very hard thing to do, was able to do was be mevatlis bechira on one nekuda, and now he asks us to work on another nekuda. Maybe be zaycha to be mamluch l'rabbi Yishleim al-Hayes, my dream, this is zaycha, see what time we get to give him.